look, I've joined the gym. I'm very happy with myself. Not going as much as I should, but I'm back in the gym, which is good. In terms of the food side of things, eating more salads, look, I'm struggling with that, and I'm sure a lot of people are. Why is it so hard to get back into salads?
I think when we come out of winter, we're a little bit sleepy. We're kind of like bears getting out of a cave. Like, it's, you know, we're a bit low in vitamin D. We're a bit low in, you know, the right sort of bacteria to digest those really fibrous vegetables that we get from salads. And it takes us a little while to get into the flavour of it. And the bacteria that we use to digest these salads, they're more robust. There's a different strain of bacteria that kind of, they get through the cellulose structures of those plants. And because they're raw plants, they're a bit more cooling to the body. And our bodies really haven't warmed up yet. So there's a few factors. There's the bacteria that we need to get access to. There's also the warmth of our body. And there's also just getting creative again with salads and making it taste fantastic.
If I said to you that I'm going to have a crack at kombucha or fasting or what's the other one, keto, is it? And vegan, keto, yeah. What would you say back to me? Have a crack or skip it?
Well, they're good for kind of a detox thing, you know, like if you want to, you know, trick your body into performing a particular way, you want to shed some kilos really quickly, you might do keto. If you want to refresh the body and just give your digestion a bit of a break, you might go vegetarian or vegan for a little bit. You know, I know I swore, if I'm talking to, you know, farming communities, why would you go vegan? These sorts of things, they are common practices for many people. However, they are still considered to be fads. If we look at the cultures around the world that live a really long time and successfully age, they don't do fasting, they don't do kombucha, they're not doing keto, they're not doing vegan, they're just eating they eat fruits and vegetables, salads, meats, and cook with fat.
4 and 20 pies? No 4 and 20 pies in there?
Mate, well, you know what? The oldest bloke in Australia, the oldest guy in Australia, he has a 4 and 20 pie for lunch every day. So,
who is he?
And he's 108 years old. so go figure, right?
Right, but, that's fantastic.
They're not stressing about food, put it that way. And I meant to tell you this, Shawnee, I'll be talking about this in Echuca. I'm coming up to Echuca in a week's time or 2 weeks' time. I think I'll be up there. So I'm doing a seminar called the Wellness Base Camp, and so that's going to be fantastic. I'll be up in Echuca talking to people about all that sort of stuff.
DamienChristoff.com if you want to check out the dates for that, no doubt. And what about, do people stick to these things? Okay, like, oh, I'm going to be a vegan. And do people, like, you know, stick at it forever, or do they flip back to eating meat? How does it all work?
Oh, it's the most incredible thing, you know. They come in fads. So we've had paleo come and go, and
that's almost all
gone, right? So that was made famous by Pete Evans from My Kitchen Rules. And he did a great job, you know, exposing kind of the need to have fruits, vegetables and salads. And then the flip side to that, the other extreme to that is vegan. So we go to the vegan extreme, and only about 16% of all people that try vegan stick with it for a period of time. 84% of people who do vegetarian or vegan diets return to eating meat.
There you go.
And when questioned, the reason why they started doing vegan or vegetarian in the first place is because they wanted to be different. And that's what it was. But it's kind of a fascinating stat.
Wow. Incredible. 84% of people that go vegan, 84% go back to meat. There you go. That says it right there.
Fascinating. I know.
We've got to wrap it up. Just before we do, Damien, I'm curious. I was scrolling through your Instagram last night. Tell us about the Polished Man. What is it?
Well, Polished Man, it's interesting. Somewhere in the world, every 5 minutes, a child is killed as a result of violence. And that's a really striking statistic, and it concerns me. Most of the time, that's a result of poor behaviour by a man. And as a man, I'm embarrassed by that, and I want to make a difference. So there's a campaign called Polished Man. It's a fundraising campaign that challenges men and women, actually, to paint their nails to end violence against children.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I set myself a goal to raise $5,000 within my practice. I've nearly raised $2,000 myself. And what I've got to do for all of October is wear a blue polished nail. However, people who donate $100 or more, they can nominate another colour for me to wear on another nail. So now I've got 6 nails painted. I've got 4 more nails to go. And grilled burgers are behind this. And so for those people who donate over $20 to anyone's campaign through the Polished Man campaign, if they donate $20, they'll get free grilled burgers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays throughout October. Which is a great deal. So
hold on, we've got a game changer here for me. Let me just write that down. Free grilled burgers. This is ridiculous.
Yes, I know. On Wednesdays and Tuesdays. So you'll get next week. And so $20 and you get free burgers, and you've done a good thing.
That is great. I can't believe that I've got you on, wellness expert, when talking about 4 and 20 pies and grilled burgers. This is brilliant. All right, it's polishman.com/DamianChristoff if you'd like to donate. Damien, that's with an A, D-A-M-I-A-N dash Christoff. Donate for that great cause there. Check out your website, Damian Christoff. I imagine there's links on there for the gig in Echuca as well. Is that right?
Yep, there is.